Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantera Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7:01 is the time. Good morning. It is Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday as we welcome you in to the spot here in Western New York for local golf talk. I'm Brian Koziol, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Derek Kramer back behind the board for us running things this morning, and we welcome you in. And we are here in our studios, and we'll be with you for an extra hour today, 2 hours. We know that golf and the sports world has definitely changed since we last spoke a week ago, and we'll, of course, have a lot about that coming up here over the course of the next 2 hours from 7 to 9 right here on Tee to Green. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Morning, guys. Good to be back with you. Again, yes, it is certainly different today and this week in our world. And in our world.
That's right.
In both senses.
That's
of it,
right.
Yeah.
Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, things changed fast, didn't they? It was last week we were at Tantera talking about getting the season started. And now, we can still play golf. Fortunately, it's one of the few things I feel like you can do. But yeah, things change fast. It's been a wild week.
Yeah, we had no indication a week ago that we would be anywhere where we are here. And it started with the
sports team. It started with the NBA, right?
Gobert, yeah. Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
The Jazz. Which... You know, it's interesting. All these people ripping him, and you know what? He deserves to be criticized for the way he acted.
A little cavalier,
very cavalier about it. But the good that came out of that was the reactions of like, all right, well listen, it can't happen to me. Just happened to me, essentially, right?
Right.
Here is a guy who has access to trainers and all that stuff in the NBA. Guy who earns an incredible living, has money. Like this is not discriminating.
Nope.
Essentially, it's like cancer. It doesn't discriminate. Not as severe as cancer.
Isn't Pierre Trudeau's wife sick with it? The Prime Minister of Canada?
Right? Yes. Tested positive, right?
It doesn't discriminate. You're right.
It's not discriminating, and it's all of a sudden like, well, and what really, you had Gobert, and then you had Tom Hanks, right?
Mm-hmm. And his wife in Australia.
Yeah, testing positive for it. So it's like, all right, whoa. I think that's what really woke America. I say America up. Because the rest of the world has been attuned to this, and America, Americans, I should say, woke up to this and be like, "Wow, okay, this is real." And I want to say, I was at the Arnold Palmer Invitational 2 weeks ago, and everybody's talking about it.
You were still shaking hands back then, right?
You know what's interesting? On Saturday, pre-round interview with Tyrrell Hatton. And I had his group, and he was, my horse in the race, if you will, for the weekend. We shook hands. By the way, he's a very affable guy. Really is. People are like, oh, he, demeanor on the course. Much like Jon Rahm emotes on the golf course, They're both fantastic guys to talk to. Really nice guys. But anyways, Saturday pre-rounder, we shook hands. Sunday, we did not shake hands. It changed that quickly into, you know, we fist pumped. But now you won't even fist bump anybody.
Yeah.
And it's just, but it's a responsible thing to do, frankly. So I just want, you know, the opening comments there. We have so much more information to give you on, we've been in contact with some people in the golf industry here in Western New York, some information we want to pass along, and you know, there's so much to talk about with the PGA Tour, the cancellations, what's it mean for us locally, what's it mean for golf, so on and so forth.
We know a lot of people at this time of the year in March are going to one of the domes in the area to get yourself ready for the season. And, well, can you go? Is it open? How many people do they allow in? All that sort of stuff. So we have Michelle Litwin from the Whirly Golf Dome going to speak with us at 7:50 this morning to just, you know, how is it impacting there? And just, can you go? And, you know, we'll obviously pass along that information here along the way. I know we've been in contact with others here along the way, Kevin, and we're, you know, we know that with the spring being what it is, a good weather spring, that a lot of golfers are ready to go or already have gone out and played. And, you know, what can the course do? What can you do when you get to the course you want to play at? And if they're open, like, what, you know, what's the logistics going forward here?
How many guys, and I'll share something from Lancaster Country Club. We're frankly scheduled to be there today, and we talked with management there and board members and felt like, you know what, let's pause. We can reschedule our appearance there. Like, we can do that. That's okay. Like, it's not. So that's what we decided to do. So, you know, let me just share that right now while I have it on the top of my mind. And this is the message from Ray Tugin, the general manager there. And because, you know, what I was thinking about last night after we had a conference call amongst ourselves was, all right, well, wait a second. What about people who have charity events? Right? I mean, those starting up in May here in Western New York, and our charities and great organizations that help our community rely on those events and people to show up at those events to, you know, bid on auction items and, you know, just be there, frankly, buy the 50-50 tickets. Yeah,
the golf industry is based in this area, is based on those Monday events. Every club is reliant on the revenue from the Monday events. Well, can you still have them? What about the capacity in the restaurants? Are people going to want to go to dinner? I think golf is fine. I think the dinner portion of it might be a little more sketchy, but people will be canceling.
Right. So see, here's the message I got from Ray that I'll share with you. He says, we've reached out and canceled their bridal open house for this Sunday. So, you know, they're going to have an open house for weddings. That has been canceled for this Sunday. I'm sure they'll reschedule at another date. When? Don't know. Again, I'm taking the risk here of speaking for them. Also, they have limited number of people per appointment, so no large groups. So they will accept appointments if you if that has been something that you've discussed or interested in becoming a member at Lancaster Country Club. They still have appointments, limited number of people per that appointment. The restaurant's been cut in half. All servers and cooks are wearing gloves throughout the night. And they've taken away the soup and salad bar, so there's not a common area. And that, you know, when this thing broke out, I read salad bars were, well, you know what it is? You have the...
sneeze guard?
Yes, yeah. the sneeze guard. You know, that's a Petri dish, essentially, right? I mean...
Well, think about it. When you're at that salad bar,
I'm not saying just there. I'm saying in general.
Your face is pretty close to that thing, and it's probably not.
And then there's that viral video of that guy in a grocery store, Rex Chapman, by the way, the best follow on Twitter, where he takes a ladle right out of the thing.
Yeah, eating the soup.
Oh my god, that changed every soup and salad bar for me for the rest of my life.
That's the last thing I'm going to is a salad bar right now. Yeah,
or in general,
some restaurant. Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, that's why I stopped.
So that's just that's one club. You know, I would. If I reach out to your club to find out, hey, what are, you know, dinner options? Like, what's going on? There has to be some sort of, what do I want to say, movement business-wise, right? Meaning some sort of normal operation because, you know, frankly, we still can move about. Like, you know, the state of emergency in our country was based upon activities to start testing, right?
And large crowds.
And large crowds.
Large crowds.
Yes. I was in contact with our county executive last night, Mark Poloncarz. And, you know, I asked him to come on. He's like, well, no. I said, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, he's probably not sleeping much right now. Secondly, you know, they've got so many things going on, and the optics of coming on a golf show, right, might look whatever. The reason why I reached out to him, though, was because is this going to affect the county courses opening? He goes, too soon to tell. Don't know.
And I think that's the way it is in our industry in this area. I always come at it from an industry perspective, you know, working in the industry. I do think it is a little early to tell. We talk about those Monday events. A lot of those are in June, you know.
Sure,
June, July, and August. You have one maybe at the end of May. Leagues and stuff will start then. Who knows what's going to happen 4-6 weeks from now, you know. And I'm of the, okay, you can still play golf. You know, you can. It's a perfect sport. Of all the sports that got canceled, I actually thought the PGA Tour still had a chance because of the social distancing aspect of the game. You know, you don't have to touch the flagstick. You can leave the flagstick in. You can walk by yourself. You can keep away from your kid. You're outdoors. There's no metal surfaces. It's, you know, it's all the things you would need to follow the procedures they're asking us to follow. And who knows what'll happen in June. You know, golf may be roaring back in June. Things may be different. So, but a slow start's not going to help a lot of people. And I do think things have changed. We're not going to go back to the way we did 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I think things will be changing all around, and little things like fist bumps and handshakes, I think, are going to be different going forward.
Yeah, I'll give you another example. I reached out to Don Schneider. You mentioned we were at Tantera last week. He's at Tantera, and he said that Seabig, who's the company that runs Tantera and Briarwood and Fox Valley and other courses throughout the country, he said that they've been sending emails. I've gotten some of those directly, being a member there. And he said that, you know, they're talking about all the different precautions. I as well, you know, asked him just in terms of just how's the day-to-day sort of thing goes. And he kind of said something similar things that you said that's going on at Lancaster. Their restaurant and bar is open. They can only have a certain capacity. They do have a normal salad and soup bar area. He said that they'll be having anything that's a buffet or anything like that, that the staff will be actually serving it, that you know, you
that's
can't
smart.
Come up
yes.
and not doing that. They also sent out something that he thought was important to share, and he would assume, he said, that most businesses are doing this, but he said this is what, you know, what we're doing there at Tantera. He said that, you know, we've had obviously an extreme focus this week on cleaning our facilities even more diligently than normal, reviewing all procedures, taking increased steps to ensure not only the welfare of all of the employees doing it, but anybody else coming in at the same time, increasing the frequency and techniques used even to clean our outside items like golf carts, bags, any sort of equipment back and forth, paying attention to anything that could be what we call a touch point, including, you know, steering wheels, benches, hard surfaces, things like that. It says, you know, we want everyone to come out and reassure that we're doing everything we can to have a safe environment at our course. And we'll continue to do that. And he says, rest assured, of course, you know, safety is everyone's number one priority. They want to welcome everyone with understanding to be flexible, because he says it's going to, every day, something is going to change. But he said they're doing everything they possibly can to make sure that everybody is safe if you do come out to play or come to the restaurant or whatever.
And if you just play golf, it's a low touch, a low contact interaction.
Yes.
You know, you're just, you go, you wave at your pro. Yeah, you grab your bag and you go. You can walk. You can, you know.
Well, that's I was explaining that to my wife and I had a discussion last night. I go, actually, golf is the perfect sport for this and perfect activity if you're looking for something to do. If you're a member at a club, there doesn't have to be any transactional thing, right?
Your clubs are waiting for you. You call ahead. Yep.
Right. Well, even if you want to bring your own clubs, right?
True.
I mean, if you don't want anybody touching your equipment, it doesn't have to work that way, right?
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to take a cart. You can walk.
Right.
God forbid. you can walk. And even if you're playing in a foursome, like the distance there is incredible. You know, we need to touch on the PGA Tour's cancellation, right? This is something that absolutely hits home for me. I was scheduled to work next week, Valspar. I was scheduled to work the Valero Texas Open. Now, we're canceled through that. Canceled, not postponed. Canceled. So for me and many others, we rely on that income from working those tournaments. And that's not going to happen. So this hits home. For me. Now, I understand why it's canceled. And people say, well, it's the optics, right? It looked bad to play. I'm going to say no. And because here's the thing with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour, unlike the NBA or the NHL, the NHL, the Sabres, let's look at them, for example, because I've traveled with the Sabres. Like, it's a small travel group that's always around each other pretty much all the time. You know where they are, all right, for the most part. Whereas in golf, you have an international membership that comes from all over the place, not the same people playing every week that fly in from everywhere, and you have announcers like me who come from all over the country and in some cases the world to announce tournaments along with support people. I mean, you're bringing everything together from one spot, and that's the concern.
Yeah, that makes sense because, as you say, everybody's coming. You know, look at the Masters. People are coming from all over the world. The rules officials are coming from all over the country. The volunteers, all those things. That's exactly what they're trying to avoid. I still am having a hard time getting my mind around how fast all this happened. You know, a week or two ago, we're sitting there thinking, I was one of those guys. I didn't get to Wegmans in time to get any hand sanitizer. It was gone when I thought of going to get some.
Yeah, you know why it's gone though? Because people are being irresponsible.
Quick anecdote. I was at the dollar store, and a lady at the dollar store said the guy bought $122 store hand sanitizer.
That's awful,
isn't it?
Like, but why are you selling him $100? This is where I may pontificate for a second. This is where businesses need to have a policy and step up. You know, it was great to see business leaders in that press conference yesterday address our nation along with the doctors, right, at that press conference that President Trump had. I'm like, okay, that, even my daughter was watching that, and I go, how do you feel after watching? She's like, I feel better hearing these people say that they're going to step in business-wise. But how the hell do we let someone buy 120 hand sanitizers? How's that good? It's not good for our society in that if I have all the hand sanitizers and you can't get one, Jeff, how the hell are you going to be as clean as I'm going to be, right?
Yeah, we're all pushing in the same direction.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we should be.
And, you know, I was reading a story about this couple in Vancouver that goes to a wholesale club and they buy all the chlorine and they're reselling them. They've made $100,000. I'm like, you people are pigs.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. You know what? I'm just, that makes me angry.
The best way I heard this described is if 5, 6, whatever weeks from now, we feel like it was an overreaction, then everything worked.
Fine.
And people that are upset, I understand you're upset. It's affected all of our lives, but we got to deal with it. What can you do?
Absolutely. 7:16, the time here on TD Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. We will do some feel-good golf talk here along the way.
We've all vented.
Yes. But this is obviously on the front of everybody's mind. If you watch any news channel today, this is what it's going to be the entire day. And you know, we're still learning and still getting more informed on how to handle this better. So,
Brian, it's not just here, by the way.
Yes.
So the Arnold Palmer Invitational 2 weeks ago in the media center, they did a great job. And you want to talk about, again, there's people from all over the place coming in there. They did a great job of, you know, they food. We're media. And we eat free food. You know, it's just, you know.
I'm saying
whatever. But they did a great job. But they had people serving.
Yeah.
They'd bring pizza in at the end of the day. They had someone serving it there, where last year it was like, you know.
Free for all. Right.
A free for all. And, you know, guys are coming up. But they had hand sanitizers there every day. And the guy runs the center said, yeah, I had to go all over to find that place. We're running out of it here in Orlando. And I was like, what? Okay. Like, so it's not just here. And I think that's the one thing I want everybody to know. Like, traveling around the country and the world, it was Mexico City a month ago. Like, this is the amount of people that you come in contact with just by touching a random thing. It's incredible. You'd be blown away. I'm blown away by it. Take a subway in Washington, D.C. Like, you know, it's incredible the number of people that move on, and that's what's at stake here. So,
yeah, the thing about a door handle that you're going in and out of a building. How
I'm
many
thinking
people
about
use
Bulldog's
it?
Chair I'm sitting in here.
That's right.
I love you, dog.
I'm not getting too close to this mic today, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know what? We used to have a program director here way back in the day. It wasn't in this building, but once someone got sick,
they would change the.
This guy was a giant pain in the ass. He was a pain in the ass. I'll tell him to his face, you're a pain in the ass, but you made me a better broadcaster, I think. But if someone was sick, he would run around Lysoling everything. We're like, oh, you are just overreacting. But man, I wish he was in charge now of our country.
Look what's sitting
clean.
Right in front of me here now. No, this big thing of cleaning wipes.
But
right?
You know what?
That's good.
That's just what's going to be common now.
We could sell them. Take them. Sell them one at a time.
But you know what? You might see those. Maybe those are become standard in golf carts now.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, I'm just trying to think out loud, like, how's this going to impact our industry? You know, maybe that becomes standard now. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's going to be different to see. I know those surfaces, the virus doesn't live on the surface. In ideal conditions, it lives on stainless steel, from what I understand, for 36 hours. So, you know, I don't know.
So I'm just,
yeah,
you know.
Good hosing down with soap. You know, there's soap usually, you're washing the carts and cleaning the carts. That should really take care of any problems. You know, a good pressure wash. Most facilities are going to pressure wash their carts or wash them with soap and a little hot water or water, and that should take care of that between users. That's not as I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're. I'd be more worried about the guy sitting on the cart next to me, maybe, than I would
the cart
itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if everybody look, I mean. A lot of these things that everybody is doing in terms of cleaning and re-upping, whatever, the majority of these, if not all of these, are done just as a normal routine job by someone anyway.
Yeah,
but now the extra emphasis and the extra attention is paid to it. I mean, in some places you probably think, well, it should have been probably done anyway, regardless of whether or not. But, I mean, everybody now is focused on these sort of things, and I think, you know, for all of us, whether this virus came along or not, maybe, you know, it's a good thing. The scariest thing,
Brian, is how many. The scariest thing to me now is how many people say, "Well, I'm washing my hands." I go, "Oh, it took this to wash your hands."
and the things we're talking about that might change, you know, I can see a lot of members saying, "Hey, I don't want to ride in a cart with somebody," or a guy going to a club, "I want to ride the cart by myself," which is going to create its own set of problems for the facility managers when you got 60 carts. And you know, everybody wants to ride by themselves, and typically that's not the policy. That could be something I see changing going forward, maybe more individual carts or solo riders and things like that as opposed to doubles, but it's a lot more expense. And
Well, I mean, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
But you're right.
You can walk.
Well, you can walk.
A lot of people can't.
Some people can't, right? There's some topography here in Western New York that is challenging to walk and to play 18 holes. So yes, you may see more individual carts.
Yeah, I
would
try carting.
Is that better for our environment? Who knows? Probably not. But it's certainly understandable. I guess the answer to that is you pass along the cost if that's what the customer wants. You could pass that cost along, but perhaps more responsible to give them that option and not pass that cost along. All right, easy to say here, but it's not business as usual overall.
That'd be hard to do with four carts in a group. You'd run out of carts awful quick.
Yes, yeah.
And then you're disenfranchising players later in the day.
You don't see any issue with capacity on the golf course, do you?
Not currently, and I do believe it'll be down some.
But I mean, as far as. What our friend Tim Freeze over at Glen Oak, let's say if they're open for play today, they might be, I don't even know.
I don't think they are yet.
Okay, but if they were, like, you know, what's a typical day there? A couple hundred rounds of golf?
In the summer, we'll do 285 rounds on a Saturday.
285, that's 285 people on the golf course, but that's staggered throughout time, so you're not having 285
on
a
golf 10
course.
Hours. Yeah, 10,
yes,
hours.
Over
yeah.
10 hours. So you wouldn't think that's an issue.
What do you mean, the carts?
No, I'm just talking about as how many people are on the golf course at one time. So you have, you know what I'm saying?
At one time, at the most, you'll have approximately, at the most, 144 players, two groups a hole.
Right. Because we have this, currently we have this rule.
The capacity
issue. Yep. If you're not, for bars and restaurants, you have to go to half capacity.
Right.
In a restaurant, which... I mean, you want to talk about a hit to the service industry?
I do like what
huge.
I do like what I saw suggested online. I'm sure many have said this already, but how, you know, if you have a local restaurant that you really like to go to, but maybe you don't want to go to right now, go and buy a gift card and then to support them to get through these next few weeks, months, and then, you know, whenever you feel comfortable enough to go back on your own, at your own decision, then you've got a gift card already.
That's a great idea to help keep them going.
Yeah.
And my brother
I'd like to be able to do that.
Yeah. My brother owns a restaurant downtown, and I know, you know, he Shays and the Buffalo Sabres are a big part of his business.
Yeah.
And both are done.
Yeah. I mean, I'll throw myself in the same boat as you, Kevin. I mean, I'm a game night person that works on the Sabre broadcast, and I, you know, don't have those broadcasts anymore.
But you have your first communion money.
I do have that. That's right.
That's a school teacher stereotype.
I still save the $20 I saved from last year with you. I know
We should. You know what? We're laughing because it's cathartic.
Yes.
It's not. This is serious for a lot of people.
Hey,
here in Western New York, in our country.
But let's give kudos to those already. A lot of athletes and owners that have done the right thing. There are quite a bit of employees in sports that are now, the events aren't happening. And I think Mark Cuban kind of set this going about saying, look at all those employees at Mavericks games that are really, like, they count on those checks, that payments for their rent, for their food, for their kids. Like, they need those. And he said, like, you know, the night that they canceled and he talked about it, like, the fact that he was like, yep, we're going to get a plan in place. We're going to get these people taken care of. You know, blah, 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 blah. We've seen players step up and donate. Zion Williamson last night
said. That's
amazing. 19 years old.
Yeah, 19 years old. I love what he said. He said, you know, my mother has always raised me that whatever you can do, your part to give back, you do so. And he said, now I'm in a different spot where I can give back even more because of the position I'm in now as a professional NBA player. And he said that he was going to take care of the first 30 days for the entire staff at that building where the New Orleans Pelicans play. I mean, that's incredible gesture. We've seen other players donating, you know, $100,000 here, $100,000. I know Kevin Love with the Cavs. I mean, others like that. There's a lot of owners and a lot of players that are really stepping up and doing these for random teams throughout the league, the NHL, the NBA, and other leagues. So kudos to all those guys for doing that. I think that's a really, really cool gesture.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's what people who have the wherewithal to do so, that's what we're talking about here, about being responsible for others. Like, because you know what? Mark Cuban's smart. He needs those people to work games when they resume. And they are already trained. They know what to do. They're security cleared. They're trusted. So if you don't do that, then they go out and find some work. Maybe they go work for their buddy's landscaping company, and they're making, you know, they're not coming back like that.
Well,
that's why it's smart to do that. Not only, hey, I want to help you through a tough time. It's not going to be the same, right? But we're going to help you keep the lights on, essentially.
And you never smart. Make it up. You know, you don't make up correct. Lost revenue in the golf industry. We had a bad spring. We'll make it up in the fall. That doesn't work. We haven't brushed even against this in Western New York.
Right.
My daughter is in Seattle, and she works in the financial industry.
Right.
How's she been? A little busy. So
yeah.
We come up, you know, our nation mobilizes, and it is mobilizing, and things
peter out. Do you think that the golf industry in here, Western New York, is fortunate that we're not 100, like, we're, you know, a couple places are open,
yep.
You know, but
I do.
We're not in peak season here.
I do. I think, you know, much like the NFL, you know, this didn't happen right during the NFL season. I think golf season hasn't even sprung yet. It's about to. And I do believe, I mean, it's certainly going to have an effect, but it won't have the effect that it has on other industries. I mean, there'll be certainly a decline because certain people are going to not go out.
Well, it's also going to be people are going to have less income.
True.
Let's not, right? I mean,
good
there's going to be a financial hit to this country that is going to come, and it's going to be, I think, significant because of what we're just talking about.
And maybe it'll shift. Maybe it'll shift from the higher end to the mid-range, or, you know, people will spend their money.
I'm not an economist, but
everybody's rounds will be down this year. I can almost guarantee every facility's rounds will be down this year, which means revenue's down, which means people get less hours. It's the whole effect. But we are lucky because it hasn't started yet. And, you know, in 4 weeks from now, if the sun's shining and things have gone better, hey, who knows? It might kick off, and it might be something people flock to because it's one of the things they can do.
Well, I think about Myrtle Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
they won't travel to go there, though.
Yes, yeah. They're, you know, When I was flying to Orlando, there was a group of guys. Mike Vitch from Niagara Falls Country Club, Porter Cup. He was on the trip. You know, they're on a golf trip. And I know some people went again this week on a golf trip. But I'm sure people are canceling their golf trips or rethinking, am I going on a golf trip? Am I going overseas on a golf trip? Like, you know, those are things that people are questioning
people
right now.
People from Europe aren't coming here for golf trips, right, as of now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, there's going to be an impact on that.
Yep.
I've been working on a golf trip. But that may not be happening now.
Things change.
Yes, because things change, and people may not want to do so.
That's right. 7:29 here on Tee to Green. We are going 2 hours this week. Obviously, a lot to get to, a lot of reaction. Our first chance really to talk about what has gone on over the past few days here and how it's affecting the golf industry. We will continue to talk about how it affects golf here in Western New York. Michelle Litwin from the Whirly Dome going to join us at 7:50. Giving you logistics on just what's going on there in terms of if you want to go or can you go, what are the capacities like, how is it affecting a local business, so we'll have that. We will still get our normal things that you always expect here on Tee to Green. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll have our Ryder Cup report, our Champions Tour report. When we come back, though, not only did the PGA Tour stop the players in the middle of the tournament and made some cancellations going forward, but of course, for many, even not even the crazy golf nut, the Masters decided this week to join it, and they've postponed their event. So we'll talk about that when we return, and yes, golf as well here as we roll on Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing. More Tee to Green right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
To me, it almost seemed like it was just inevitable as far as where things were heading, across our country and sports. And so, you know, stick by the tour and the Masters being postponed. Obviously not canceled or pushed back yet, but it's all about the safety and, you know, wellness of our country and all the people. So golf, it's just a game that we get to play, which is pretty special. But outside of golf and sports and stuff like that, life's a lot bigger than sports and golf. So to have some tournaments canceled or postponed is what it is. I mean, there's a lot bigger things than us and golf. It's about everyone being healthy and in a good place.
That's Ricky Fowler. After the cancellation of the players, he, of course, amongst the group that were there this week at the Players Stadium course in Florida. As you heard there, time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Hideki Matsuyama was the leader through one round. Shot a brilliant 9-under par opening day. Harris English amongst the group that were two back. And there was a lot of big names that were playing very well. Within the top 20 after the first day, Webb Simpson, who always plays very well at this event, was playing well. He was just four off the lead. John Rahm was having a good start to the tournament. Bryson DeChambeau was in your top 20 as well. And
Simpson was my pick this year.
Yeah. It's a really great event, the players. Everybody knows the course, and it seems like every year it gets bigger and bigger. The players love it because the purse increases every year. It's their biggest purse of the year, Kev. I mean, this, and it might be the most well-known golf hole in the world, the famous 17th Island Green. So people really get into this event. How now they move it to March, it was going to get extra attention, and obviously unfortunate that it doesn't happen. But Fowler giving his two cents. We'll try to give you some more player reaction here along the way throughout here. Our show here on TD Green is we welcome you back 2 hours today on WGR 7 to 9, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for being with us here. So Fowler, always well-spoken, Kev. I know you've spoken to him times as well, putting it in the right perspective there.
We wear the same shoes, Puma, but that's where it ends.
I was going to say, you are not the same size pants.
No. Ricky is so tiny, it's not even funny. But he's you know, a great guy. Kids love him. He's a great brand ambassador for Puma and Cobra there. It all makes sense. I mean, listen, these players have families, you know, that they're concerned about their well-being, their caddies, their coaches, people they're responsible for. Believe me, they all wanted they wanted to play. They wanted to compete. That's what they do for a living. And they're not going to be able to do that. And the impact this is going to have on them, you say, well, they're millionaires. Yes, they are. All right. So
some of the guys, the rookies on tour.
Well, no, some of the rank and file players. Yeah. I think of Jim Herman, for example, right? A Donald Ross ambassador, Jim Herman. So I had a chance to talk to him, the putting green at Arnold Palmer, and I'm like, hey, you're new to Donald Ross. Donald Ross is a clothing provider here of TD Green. We love the guys.
So he was looking good.
He was looking great. Yeah. I go, how do you like the Donald Ross? He's like, oh, you know what? It's awesome. I'm a medium. I go, yeah, I'm a large in Donald Ross. The sizing's a little different, but it's great.
That's really why I love it.
Yeah. Yes,
not only does it feel great and it's nice and soft, but
they make great stuff. They make great stuff, and I'm like, ah, I'm a large.
They're newer stuff. They have a new line now that's a little
Donald Ross Sport.
Yeah, yes. It's a little more athletic cut.
Awesome stuff. Yes.
Guy like Jim Herman, it's very expensive to be a PGA Tour player. So people see you made 1.2 million, say you made $800,000, whatever it is. A lot of that gets eaten up with travel, caddies, food, taxes.
But I just, you know, you look at his career, whatever. Using him, like, he'll be able to absorb it more. I mean, Fowler's going to be able to, you know, fine with all his endorsements and stuff. Yeah, like Jim Herman doesn't have all these endorsements, right?
Right.
A player like Jim Herman relies on his winnings. He relies on corporate outings. That may go away, right, for some of these players.
I would imagine.
The excess, right? So that might, but anyway, FedEx Cup points. Right? So the way they keep their tour card is by making the FedEx Cup playoffs, the top 125. You are in again next year unless you win a tournament. You get a two-year exemption. Or this week, if you win, you get a three-year exemption, much like the Arnold Palmer, you know, three-year exemption. So that's how you get the right to keep earning your living or go back to the Korn Ferry Tour, right? Or you have some limited status on the PGA Tour. That stuff matters. And so the event being canceled this week, Valspar, Valero Texas Open, match play was a no cut. Everybody gets paid. World Golf Championship, like, with points on the line. Those things are going to matter to some people, and there'll be guys who will not make the FedEx Cup playoffs. I guarantee there's going to be somebody who misses out. Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, they're like 200th in FedEx Cup standings right now.
They'll make it.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
That's true. I got to think there'd be an adjustment, too. If it depends when you get started. There's so much we don't know going forward. When will we be back playing? Fortunately, a sport like golf, when you're ready to come back, the players are ready. If you're playing hockey, you know, you need to get back into shape. You need to get the team together. You need to have a few practices. You need to ramp up everybody and all the things around it. And golf, hey, you just grab your sticks and go play.
You know what the nice thing about golf? So we don't have golf this weekend, right? I think everybody's looking forward to, hey, we're going to watch the players. I wonder, is NBC going to run the old players?
I bet you they'll run last year's.
Yeah. I'll watch last year's Players' Championship. Why wouldn't you rerun the final round, Tiger Woods against Hal Sutton?
That was a great one.
Right? Yeah. Be the right club today, right?
fans.
Why wouldn't you run that?
The playoff that Fowler won 2 years ago was
great. Yes, against Sergio.
Sergio, that was an incredible one. Yeah, they could definitely do that. I bet you they'll run last year's. I was watching, speaking of, I mean, think about the basketball programming that was lost here with March Madness being gone. Last night, ESPN had the epic Syracuse-UConn 6 overtime game from the Big East tournament from years ago. I was falling asleep watching that at, you know, 11 whatever. And I'm sitting there saying, you know what? This is an opportunity for them to take advantage of a obviously a very negative thing, but put on classic things that people are definitely going to be starving to watch some sports at something. So
the Christian later years for
put
Duke.
On all those put on all those classic games. There's no doubt about it. So Augusta National announced on Friday yesterday it is postponing the Masters, and that likely means that the tournament will be played outside of its April time slot for the first time since World War II. The challenge of, let's just say, we hope that maybe golf goes back to playing at some point in the foreseeable future here soon, is that where does it fit in the schedule? The schedule now, with it being redone, is tight. This schedule is already a little tighter this year because they had an Olympic break in there. Who knows if the Olympics will occur? We don't know about that. Also, Augusta National itself, I was listening yesterday, the course and the conditions there and how even the type of grass seed, I know people wouldn't think, like, well, that matters, but with when it's dormant at certain times and the summer, it's a spring winter seed that they use there, playing it in August, it's going to not even maybe look or be in condition to have it. So
it would be way different.
Yeah,
visually, way different.
The overseeded rye, same thing at TPC Sawgrass this week, the overseeded rye grass pops.
Yeah.
That's that pop of green you see. Then it dies off.
Yeah.
Like Augusta, they close Augusta National, frankly, from May to October for the most part. So there's talk about September.
It's right also hot.
It's also hot.
Yeah.
You know, but trust me, guys will play.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, my thought was this: Thanksgiving. You play it on Thanksgiving because it's right after the tour's regular schedule is done, the RSM Classic. And, you know, they played it. They play the Masters on Easter. You know, worry about playing on a holiday. Thanksgiving was my thought.
Against the NFL. Yeah.
But it's the Masters.
True.
The Ryder Cup's going to be against the NFL, and that's not going to be a problem.
But is the Masters the same at Thanksgiving? You know what I mean? It is the Masters, but the Masters evokes spring, evokes the flowers,
evokes
the start of the golf season. And it would be a different brand, a different product for me. And I'd almost rather just say, hey, we just missed a year like the Warriors. Yeah. And
I think that's more likely than not.
Yeah. Well, they also, they're conscious of their image and what they all mean. As you said, you pointed out a few of those factors right there, Jeff. And if they don't think the course can bring that, or if they don't think that they can present that, I think you're right. I think they would rather maybe... They don't want to have it look. Oh, everyone's like, Jesus, this is what the Masters looks like in September, October,
The NFL's
November.
Significant here because their broadcast partner is an NFL broadcaster, CBS.
Yeah.
The other thing is the Masters also considers the women's amateur major event, and they, you know, that's super important to
drive
them
chip and putt. All those
drive
kids,
chip. Imagine qualified.
If your son or daughter made the finals, and you got to go to Augusta to see them participate.
Would the son be more disappointed, or the parents
that got to go
with them? Yeah.
The parent, for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's devastating. So I have a hard time seeing them reschedule the Masters.
I would agree.
On those factors alone. And to me, that's, we were speaking during the break, that's when it hit me, you know, because we haven't seen the coronavirus here. That's when it hit me that this is a real national thing we got to worry about, because the Masters 3 weeks out got canceled.
It wasn't played from 1943 to 1945 due to World War II. The inaugural tournament was played in March in the 30s, and then they moved it to April. But to not play it anywhere near springtime, as you say here, it would definitely look different.
I don't see how they. I just don't see how they can get it in the schedule this summer. It's, you know, there's just too many things in motion with other tour events. And, you know, in August, you have the Olympics. Then you have the PGA Tour playoffs.
Well, what tour event's going to get bumped, too?
No, they're not going to bump.
Yeah, they can't.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
If they could bump a tour event, they would have bumped the players to a different week.
Right.
But they can't do that.
Yep.
It's just...
They've got contracts. Those people have a right to have their event.
Yeah, they need to honor those contracts. That's how operating as a good business does.
Jack Nicklaus weighed in because he, of course, heavily involved with... with us, Masters activities, knows a lot about it. Of course, long time, many time champion there too. He said that he thinks that the event is more likely to be canceled than rescheduled just because of all the factors that go into it that we're bringing up here.
He runs a tournament, the Memorial, and he also, they sent out a message about the Memorial Golf Tournament at the end of May, or it's the first week of June, actually, now, and saying that they are proceeding as that it will happen. So, by the way, if you want to go to a tournament that you can get tickets to, it's not too far from here, and it's Masters-like the Memorial.
Awesome.
It's an unbelievable golf tournament. Great golf course. It's in Columbus, Ohio. That place is incredible.
I recommend.
Yeah. They don't have. There's like two electronic scoreboards on the golf course. Period. They got the standard bearers, and they have a walking score and a shirt and tie. Like it is done
and
right.
Yeah. Golf course.
Golf course phenomenal. Is amazing.
Amazing.
Yep. Yes. I was very disappointed when I saw the readjusted calendar that they lost the event at Firestone. I always thought that was a hidden gem weekend road trip for people here that you could go to. It's, 3.5 hours to the Akron-Canton area? And that tournament was always on Hall of Fame weekend. So you could have done what I think is really great, is that you could go to a round or two, and then at the event, you could also go to the Football Hall of Fame, go even to the ceremony. Like it always lined up those same week. I always thought it was a cool road trip that you could do both. 7:48 here on TD Green. We'll step aside. When we come back, local effect on what the coronavirus is doing here locally to the golf scene here in Western New York. We'll talk to Michelle Litwin from the Whirly Dome and what and its impact and what is going on there. Whether you can go. Okay, we'll ask her as we roll on here. More TD Green coming up with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing. TD Green, more coming up and its impact on the Whirly Dome when we return after this on WGR.
Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is brought to you by New Era Cap, the official cap of Team USA.
Welcome back. TD Green here, 7:54. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Time for the Ryder Cup Report. Remember, it's a two-year point standings going into this year's event, which will be held in September at Whistling Straits. Brooks Koepka running away with the standings. He'll be on the team. He's got over 5,700 points. Just to show you the separation between he and the second place, it's almost 2,000 points. Koepka with 5,700 points. Dustin Johnson in second with 3,800. Patrick Reed, 3,500 or so and change. I'm approximating here, by the way. Woodland, Shoffley, Simpson, Thomas, and Woods. Those are the automatic that would be in as of today.
Patrick Reed better make it on points because I don't think he'd be a captain's pick.
Oh, I'd pick him. Are you kidding me?
He's going to make it.
You want to win?
He's going to make it, I think.
That guy's a bulldog.
He's in third. He plays a lot of events.
He's a good player.
He'll make it.
Yeah.
He's one of the best chippers and putters on the planet.
Is he? You get to see him up close.
He drives the ball well, chips and putts well. Ball striking's not great. Mm-hmm. He's not a great ball striker. No. People always say, what does that mean? It means iron player. He's not a great iron player. All right. We got to get to an interview here.
That's right. Yes. Michelle Litwin from the Whirly Dome is on the line with us here now on Tee to Green. Michelle, good morning. Brian, Kevin, and Jeff here with you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Michelle, I reached out to you. We spoke last night, and I just felt it was important to hear from you, the folks that operate the Golf Dome. Like, what are the procedures? Can people still go and hit golf balls? I mean, we're all still ramping up. The sun's coming out today here. Like, we want to play golf. And people have been in the routines of going to the dome and hitting golf balls. So why don't you just tell us what's happening?
Yeah, definitely. We're running business as usual. I mean, our dome, we always took the precautions to keep things clean. You know, we're constantly wiping down our monitors where we have our Top Tracer video virtual gaming system. Golf is an individual sport, so there's not a lot of touching going on, so a lot of people can still come in here and hit some balls.
You're not affected by crowd restrictions or anything? There's nothing from the state?
Nope. Our dome has a capacity of 250. We have not seen it. I mean, definitely our traffic has been down the last 2 days with just all of the news reports that people are hearing that they shouldn't leave their house, but we're open and we're ready to go.
And the bathrooms have hot water and soap. So
that... Yes, and we installed hand sanitizers in the dome. So throughout the dome, there's hand sanitizers. So if people feel the need to clean their hands a little more frequently, we do have the hand sanitizers in the dome.
Michelle, would this be normally as busy as it would be for you around March? Is this a time where people are really coming in and you're seeing a lot of action normally on a yearly basis around this time?
Oh, for sure. March and April are our busiest months. The weather's starting to break. People are starting to get away, going on golf trips, spring breaks. They're getting their game ready for the season. So this definitely is going to be our busy time. So hopefully, we can get through this and people still know that they can come here and be safe.
Golf shop is open, obviously.
Yep, golf shop is open, regular hours. The restaurant, the local grill room, is open, regular hours.
People could still get fit and buy equipment, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. That is,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm just,
it's a good time to do it.
I got a text from Kevin Hofstetter last mm-hmm. night. Yeah, they're still taking appointments as usual at Woods to Wedges.
Yep.
That's part of the Whirly Golf Dome there. So, yeah, if you want to get fitted for golf clubs, and obviously sanitation measures are in place, you'll be touching different clubs. You know, it's important to have the hand sanitizers there so people feel like, okay, those measures are in. So, all right. So it is. So, what are the hours today?
So today we open at 8 a.m. We're here till 9 o'clock p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Is there anything else, Michelle, of note that would be different going forward, other than the extra precautions maybe taken by people coming in with, obviously, you know, extra cleanliness and keeping the hand sanitizer out and anything like that? Is everything else?
As of right now, we're just keeping it business as usual and just putting up those extra precautions that we've done, you know, extra staff on just to do some extra wiping down of bathrooms, counters, door handrails, all the stuff that people are touching, really.
Great.
All right. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. Michelle Litwin there from the Whirly Dome. That's good. I mean, people are going to be looking for an outlet. We mentioned, Jeff, that golf could be an outlet for them to not only maybe look at... People definitely, I know, because just even I've had some coworkers like, I don't know if I want to go to the gym or not. Understandably, a lot of people maybe in a tight setting, you want to get some healthy exercise in. You can go walk and play golf. You want to get some swings in at the dome. Here's an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, you want to get
in
outside.
About as safe a setting as maybe you can right now.
I absolutely went to the gym yesterday morning.
Yeah.
It's the best time to go because some people are afraid. So they're not. I can get on more machines.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, obviously.
Yeah, we knew you didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. No, but you're right. Like, listen, there's a lot of things, and we're talking about this next hour, so a lot of things. All right, so... if you may have more time at home because you don't have to go to your kid's hockey tournament, hand raised, what are you going to do with that time? Well, hey, we're going to talk about some things you can evaluate in your golf bag, mm-hmm. some things to look at from our partners here on TD Green. We want you to support our partners. I supported our partners in Michelob Ultra and Jim Beam last night. I supported both of them last night, as a matter of fact.
Always giving, Kevin.
Yes, well, I got to support the people that support us.
That's right.
Jeff, so I make sure to do that. And by the way, I want to mention as we head to our break here at the top of the hour, speaking of people support us and, you know, financial, it's an interesting financial time for you. And if you're looking for some advisement on how you're going to do this, Scroy Financial, locally family-owned practice and a planning firm. They've helped Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. They've pledged to always put your interests first, and that's unparalleled transparency in regard to pricing and fees when it comes to your money. So whether you're just getting started, if you have a current plan, you want to review your plan, set up a meeting with the folks at Scroy Financial, a complimentary one-hour consultation. You can call their office in West Seneca at 716-674-6700 or visit their website, scroyfinancial.com. Scroy spelled SGROI, financial.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.